Allegations Fly in Deportation Case. By Mark Anderson. Sticking to his guns, Donald Trump promptly issued a press release April 16 to take strong issue with Senator Chris Van Hollen's Democrat Maryland visit with a Salvadoran deportee and also to detail how 9 dangerous criminal illegal aliens, all of whom are from Van Hollen's home state of Maryland, were recently arrested and deported. As is widely known, Van Hollen alleges that an illegal alien in Maryland, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, is innocent of involvement in the violent Central America-based MS-13 gang. On April 15, Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador to meet with Garcia and protest the Trump administration's decision to deport Garcia back to his home country of El Salvador. It was not altogether clear at press time whether the Trump administration, grappling with a Supreme Court ruling that pushed back against the deportation decision, would relent and allow Garcia to return to America. The Trump administration has arrested many people deemed to be dangerous criminal illegal aliens across the nation, not just in Maryland. The White House, especially when it comes to its pledges about border security, is strongly intent on maintaining the statement, "Promises made, promises kept." Trump's press release was intended to show that Van Hollen is engaging in hypocrisy while ignoring the criminal element in his own state. Van Hollen avoids mentioning 2 murder victims from Maryland who died violently at the hands of illegal aliens. Meanwhile, the legacy media cartel has reported as one voice on this matter while lacking a key context, which is that the White House effort to deport Garcia is part of its larger effort to deport any illegal aliens accused and often convicted of serious crimes, especially those associated with organizations like MS-13. Under Trump, MS-13 has been officially categorized as a foreign terrorist organization. Via that same press release, the Trump administration pointedly asked, "Where's Chris Van Hollen's concern for Americans brutalized by illegal immigrant crime?" Senator Van Hollen went to El Salvador out of concern for an illegal immigrant MS-13 gang member and human trafficker, for whom he won't stop fighting until he's home. The White House added, "The criminal illegal immigrant is already home, he's a Salvadoran citizen." Where was the Maryland senator's concern when one of his own constituents, Rachel Morin, an innocent mother of 5, was brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant? Van Hollen didn't even bother to contact her family. The press release also noted, where was his concern when an accused killer was allowed to roam free due to the so-called sanctuary policies of his state's second most populous county? Van Hollen didn't say a word about the radical policies that put his constituents at risk. Chicago GOP also alarmed. Northside Chicago GOP Chairman Dr. Dave Nayak told American Free Press that he, too, sees Van Hollen's actions as despicable and does not believe Garcia is innocent. Nayak said, "His trip to El Salvador really represents where his heart is as he reserves compassion for an illegal who is a member of a foreign terrorist organization. This is beyond appalling, and it really speaks to where the Democratic Party is today. It also represents the character of Van Hollen and the lack of compassion for his Maryland constituents." Nayak added, "Van Hollen has no regard for those families absolutely shattered by the Biden administration's open border debacle. This is an individual deported to El Salvador and documented in state and federal courts as a member of MS-13, that's now deemed a foreign terrorism organization, with Garcia under a deportation order." Nayak called attention to 2 Maryland women viciously murdered by illegal aliens, 37-year-old Rachel Morin as well as autistic 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, among others across the nation who've been attacked by illegal aliens involved in criminal activities beyond just illegal entry. Nayak assertively added, "Van Hollen has not shown one iota of sympathy to convey to the families of Morin and Hamilton when their children were taken because of the heinous crimes of illegal immigrants. Upon his return to the United States, Van Hollen joined Garcia's wife, mother, and other supporters at Washington Dulles International Airport to talk about his visit. When in El Salvador, Van Hollen was initially refused access to the high-security Cecote prison, where Garcia was reportedly held. Van Hollen nearly left the country but got a message from the U.S. Embassy that the El Salvador government would allow him to meet with Garcia. The deportee was then brought to the senator's hotel. Garcia told Van Hollen that he has been moved out of Cecote to another prison facility further away. Right before his departure, Van Hollen issued a press release that claimed, in part, U.S. federal courts have ordered the safe return of my constituent Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the United States. It should be a priority of the U.S. government to secure his safe release, which is why I am traveling to El Salvador. We must urgently continue working to return Kilmar safely home to Maryland. On April 18, ABC News, in the immediate wake of Van Hollen's return to the United States, limited itself to one-sidedly citing his concerns while claiming the Trump administration is lying about the case in an attempt to distract from questions about whether Abrego Garcia's rights were violated. Van Hollen added, "This case is not about just one man. It's about protecting the constitutional rights of everyone who resides in the United States of America." Like the left wing of the corporate-controlled media, Van Hollen ignored Trump's announcement that 9 dangerous illegal alien gangbangers were living in Van Hollen's home state when they were arrested, a development most Marylanders applauded. 9 Maryland criminals. The 9 dangerous illegal immigrants recently arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Maryland are Jingming Long, 50, of China, arrested in Baltimore, convicted of sex trafficking in Bel Air, Maryland. Salvador Vasquez Rivera, a citizen of El Salvador, arrested in Hagerstown, convicted of sexual abuse of a minor. David Alejandro Orellana Limon, 27, of El Salvador, arrested in Hyattsville, was a high-ranking leader of the MS-13 gang. He is said to have controlled gang operations across the U.S., Mexico, and Europe. Edwin Giovanni Siren Reyes, 37, of Guatemala, arrested in Cumberland, and convicted of attempted first-degree murder. Juan Carlos Vasquez Natera, 33, of Venezuela, arrested in Frederick, convicted of sexual solicitation of a minor. Wilmer Antonio Echenique Navarro, 22, of Venezuela, arrested in Tacoma Park, is a known member of the Tren de Aragua gang. German Ronald Del Cid Carranza, 33, of El Salvador, arrested in Silver Spring, is a known member of the MS-13 gang with a conviction for possession of a loaded handgun. Georges Olivier Dacius, 27, of Canada, arrested in Hagerstown, convicted of third-degree sexual offense. Chuan N. Liu, 48, of China, arrested in Gaithersburg, convicted of second-degree assault.